The uncertainty of the poet is framed on two sides by architecture. On the right of the painting is a colonnade, made up of three immensely tall arches decreasing in height as they stretch into the distance. Only the furthest arch can be seen in its entirety, since the others are cut off prematurely by the top of the painting. The width of the arch nearest us is also interrupted by the vertical edge of the canvas, giving the sense that the colonnade continues beyond the painting behind us. Particularly in southern Europe, colonnades usually provide a cool and sheltered walkway around the edge of a building. On closer inspection, however, De Chirico's colonnade seems less than typical. As we look at its most distant point, it appears that it has no building above it. And instead of being a light, airy construction, the interior is completely dark. The external surface of the colonnade is also in dark shadow, so the overall impression is of a rather threatening, sinister piece of architecture. Through the gloom, we can see that the stonework is smooth, as if it has been plastered, and the columns are not rounded but square. De Chirico has emphasized the geometry of the architecture by drawing sharp black outlines along the edges of each facet of the colonnade, even demarcating the angle along which the columns meet the ground, as if it were a wall meeting a floor. This gives the colonnade an unnatural and aggressive perspectival accuracy. If the colonnade forms a wall along the right of the painting, then the brick wall forms one at the back. Like the colonnade, De Chirico has drawn a bold black line along the bottom of the wall, marking the point at which it meets the ground. These emphatic black lines almost seem like an attempt to confine us to the piazza, preventing us from escaping back to our own reality. The effect is both claustrophobic and alienating. As viewers, we seem to be utterly alone in what should be a crowded public space. The emptiness and feeling of silence in this painting is so intense that one doubts whether there are even people on the speeding train beyond the wall. Despite the fact that the wall is in the far distance, De Chirico has marked each red brick individually in its surrounding dark cement. For each brick to be visible at this distance, they would have to be enormous. As such, these unrealistically sized bricks also play with our sense of scale. It becomes impossible to judge the size of the wall in relation to the train, as they seem to be operating in different dimensions altogether. If the bricks are standard size, then the steam engine has been miniaturized. Alternatively, if the train is to scale, the bricks have to be monumental.
Select the next audio clip to continue.